All right, I'm Hunter. I'm an alcoholic.
Yeah.
This is my first time doing this, so, I just don't turn down suggestions because they usually help me out. So, all right, I have a sponsor. I have a home group, sobriety group, 8 o'clock Thursday mornings. Been through the steps, and I'm just gonna tell you what it was like, what happened, what it's like now. I grew up and my parents were divorced. Stay athlete, just smoked a little weed, you know. That's where I really, you know, drank a beer. And that all led to all the stuff that it does lead to. And I got in a lot of trouble when I hit high school. I had an addictive personality before I even put drugs or alcohol in my body. I was addicted to, like, caffeine. Like, I just have an addictive personality. And I hit high school, been to jail, you know, like, been on probation, like, all the good stuff that comes with using drugs and alcohol. And, I went to my first rehab at the same year I started using drugs. I thought I didn't have a problem, thought I was too young. Next time I had reservations, next time I just wasn't willing, like, you know, or I could just drink a beer, or I could just smoke a joint, to realize that I really can't have none of that to live sober and to live a different, a new way of life. And, I came out to South Florida to the other coast for about a year and a half, and I just wasn't willing. I never really turned my will over to God, and I didn't. I always wanted to run the show, no matter what. Just little pieces, but those little pieces I had to let go of to be where I'm at today, And I thought I had got past, I thought I got on step four and everything a long time ago. You know, I did my step four, but really I just wasn't done running the show. And this time I was, I drove to rehab. And I knew this whole time I had a problem. I just didn't want to really do nothing about it. And I end up driving, you talk about insanity. I drove from the other coast over here to Riverview, Florida, just to drive back, just to cop two pills, just to drive back, just so I can get, you know. And that's crazy, you know, that's crazy stuff. And there's a lot of crazy things that I've done in my act of addiction and alcoholism, but that's not really what keeps me sober today. It's not. I mean, it's not. And it's about, like, how, it's about, like, what I need to do, like, to stay sober day by day. And so, like, I can sit here and tell you guys all the war stories, like, you know, but really it's just, it's irrelevant to me today. And what happened, I went to rehab. I literally didn't want to live no more. I literally detoxed for like 3 weeks. These people kept, I gave them every reason to kick me out, and they still didn't kick me out, and they loved me till I could love myself today. And I thought I was going to be like that the rest of my life. I thought how I was feeling, I was going to feel like that the rest of my life. And that wasn't the case. And I completed a 30-day treatment there, and I went to, I was thinking about, you know, going home and everything, trying to run the show still. And somebody said on the phone, how about you just try doing it our way? And I took that suggestion, and I believe that's why I'm here today. And I'm in a sober living halfway house, you know, IOP. But I really didn't start recovering until, like, I was messed up the whole time I was in rehab for those 30 days. I didn't care, you know. I didn't really start recovering until I got out and I got into the IOP, and I was doing that, and I got a sponsor. And that sponsor, he brought me through the steps quick the first time. First time I had like four different sponsors. It was a little messed up, don't get me wrong. Like, I thought, like, if I had all these people, I'd be all right, you know, but that's just, like, that's what I thought, but really it wasn't the case. But anyways, I managed to get all the way through all 12 steps, and there were still some things that were, like, holding me back from connecting with a higher power of my own, which I came in, I believed in God, but I didn't have faith in Him. And so, I end up reconnecting. I can't have faith and fear, and I have a lot of fear still on this side, and I know it can work because I see people doing this thing, you know? And so I just keep coming back, and the rooms and, like, the people loving me and showing me, like, how to live this new way, like, you know, I thank them for that because, you know, I came in a couple different times, like, all cocky and, like, just brought that street effed up mentality into here, and nobody can help me. I'm bigger than this dude. I don't want to say what I got to really say because there's a sexy girl over there. Like, that's just like how I was. And I was always putting things in front of my sobriety for all, like, literally just to feel better. I had to go deep to go wide. And what that means, I had to take everything away. Everything had to be taken away from me and just focus on how I feel, because that was a big enough problem as that was, you know. And and I just been trusting the process, and so then I got another sponsor, and my sponsor has a sponsor that has a sponsor, you know. And I've literally went through all the steps with him again, with just this guy, one, like, first time, you know. And in taking inventory, I decided, you know, after I worked my first time, like, my first 12 steps, I thought, you know, I was all right, like, as long as I just, like, try to help somebody, I'll be all right. But really, got to take personal inventory at night and in the morning, and, like, 10 through 12, like, if I know that if I don't do that, then my day is all screwed up. And and, like, keeping that conscious contact with your higher power, like, that's what they talk about. And that's what I've been doing, and it's practice, not perfection. And once I start placing expectations that I'm perfect, then I'm already screwed up. Because then if I fail at something, then I'm, you know. So, I've been working my steps. Working my steps every day. I try to do things I don't want to do day by day. I have a job today, like, just at Family Dollar. Like, I, you know, it's practicing being humble and being grateful and humility. Like, you know, I never in my life thought I'd be making, like, you know, $8.50 an hour, but really, like, I'm happy today. I'm happy. And I don't know, like, goals, like, I can't, if I'm under the influence, I don't want to do nothing but just chase that. And it's proven. And I don't know, like, why I'm standing up here, to be honest with you. Like, I've never even been to this meeting. Like, this guy told me to share, so, like, you take suggestions, you know. So, wow. Let's see. I mean, it's a simple program, obviously, for complicated people, or, you know. But really, you know, it does take work. You got to put in action. I had to do pen to paper and read. I read, before I even went through my first steps, I had to read first 164. I was just so curious. I was so desperate, you know. I was just so desperate. I just didn't know what the heck to do with my life no more, that I just read the 164, even though I didn't understand half the shit in it at first. And everything that I did think I, like, thought I knew, I really didn't know. And that's what, you know, like, people that's been through the program, like, you know, like, they'll just, no, my first thought is never right. Like, you know, like, everything they tell you will happen. Like, I've done a lot of, like a lot of things have happened to me, and things that I never thought would happen, you know, it won't happen to me. And those are all yets, and you know, like, you know, a lot of things, I don't know, just, like, bad just comes from this disease, you know, and I don't want to have to live like that no more. I have relationships with my family today. I can look at you guys and be honest with you guys, like, you know, like, little things, you know. I used to put on a front so much, you know, and then I was so self-delusional. I thought the world was out to get me when I came here. Like, I thought you people, like, were plotting on me, like, I'm not lying to you guys. So, I don't know how much time I got. Like, does anybody know how much time I got?
4 minutes.
4 minutes, okay. I just do things to improve my sobriety day by day, just help others, you know, work the steps. Trust God, clean house. I thought that was shit. I'm like, if I clean this house, then I'm supposed to feel better. Like, you know, it takes work. And I thought that was all bullshit at first, but really it isn't. You know, you just gotta stay healthy, and you gotta keep your surroundings healthy, and stay with the winners. I stay with the winners. I don't want no negativity in my life today, and people that are trying to achieve the same thing I'm trying to achieve day by day, because it just takes one bad thought, you know, and I could be out there again, and it always gets worse. It always gets worse, and so, I don't know what to say, I'm getting enlisted in the military, like, things I thought I'd never do, like, you know, I got my high school diploma, like, I don't have a record no more, I paid all my speeding tickets, like, things that I really never thought I could do, like, I've done, and it's only by, coming back and working these steps and staying sober, and having faith, you know. And I still have those days that I'm like all over the place and I'm fearing this, I'm fearing that, but I know at the end of the day, like, you know, it's gonna be what it's gonna be, and I have no control over that, but I do have control over, like, finding my solution, you know. And I don't need to like drink or drug or whatever the case may be, alcohol is drug, like, to solve my problems, which it never does. So I don't know, that's all I got.